Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. This is John Lonecker again here. This morning I just want to share from a couple verses in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And verse 8, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoners, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God." We often hear verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." But the context that it is in is, it's actually, the context is verse 8. It says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me of his prisoners, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." So he's encouraging Timothy not to be afraid to share the gospel. There's sometimes a little fear comes in a person when you think about sharing with someone or something that's a little harder to share. You know, fear has a tendency to want to rise up. But he says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me of his prisoner." But if they, you know, if they come at you and reject you, he says, "Be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." So we are encouraged to not be afraid in sharing the good news of the gospel with people, but to rise up and not let fear overtake. Why? Because God has given us power and love and sound mind. And so Paul spoke a lot to Timothy about sharing the good news. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, again, he tells him in verse 12, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." So Timothy was an evangelist. He was sharing the gospel with people. He was bringing people to Jesus Christ. And Paul is telling him, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. And he commends him how he has professed a good profession before many witnesses. And then in verse 13, he brings in an example. "I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession." And so he lifts up Jesus Christ's confession before Pontius Pilate, how he fought a good fight. He finished the course unto the end. And then in verse 14, he tells Timothy that thou keep this commandment without spot. This commandment of sharing the gospel with people without spot, unrebukable unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you, especially if you are a believer, are you sharing the gospel? Are you keeping this commandment without spot, unrebukable unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ? Or does the spirit of fear take over? You know, I want to encourage you, if the spirit of fear is there, I want to encourage you that power and love and a sound mind are also available through God and Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you for listening, and God bless.